it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, Broads, Hunter Brody. Broads Brody, as his email is here in Odyssey. In for Hugh today as we discuss the aftermath of, well, a lot last night. The Phillies are out. I'm just numb to it. And I'm resigned. I think resigned is the word this morning. I'm resigned to the fact that this is a group that's just not going to win a championship. I wish they were, but I don't believe it after 4 years of watching them come close and try. Where are you on the Phillies, your emotion, your feeling today? And we've spent some time on the Eagles as well, who just had a disaster of a night against the New York Giants. So we'll get back to all your phone calls. But let's talk about the changes that are to come here, because that's the other part of this, that it wasn't just a loss in the playoffs. We've had those. We've had a lot of those the last few years. But in 22, it felt like the start of something. In 23, it felt like a missed opportunity. In 24, it felt like the window started to close. But now we can't ignore this. I mean, this is... They have free agents with Schwarber, with Real Muto, with Suarez, with Harrison Bader, who all of a sudden became a huge part of it. That's four huge parts of this that we don't know are going to be on the team next year. The changes are to come. And then, of course, there's the manager. Broads, right now, before we get into the particulars, your feeling on how much of this is going to be different when they get to spring training?
Man, it has to be, right? I mean, it has to be. Because there's nothing else they can do. They can't think that they can just bring these guys back. You must find a way to get rid of Nick. You must find a way to get rid of Bohm. You must make an interesting decision on the Kyle Schwarber. It has to, right? I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for, but that's just what my brain said. It just has to. It has to.
Well, there's no way they could sell to us that it's going to be the same thing and it's going to be different. Like, we're going to be like, come on now. They won't be the same. My first thought is... The manager's not going to be here next week.
No.
I think they're going to move on from Topper. And
that's a big one.
It sure is.
It's a big one.
And it might be, you know, it might be the biggest one, and they try to bring back some of the players, right? They try in free agency, and we'll see what happens there. But I think Topper's going to be out of here starting next week. That's the first big one. Let's start with him, and then we'll get to some of the players. Can we hear after the game that these guys were asked about Topper? And I always get a sense, Broads, when players are starting to get asked about the manager— It's like the seeds are sown, right? Like, I don't remember. Do you guys remember players being asked about Topper's job after the series against the Mets last year? I don't remember any of that.
No, but remember, they vomited all over themselves as an organization at that time.
The fact that it's being asked makes me think, like, the seeds are out there. Like, people know this thing is real now. And
They watched the playoffs. That was Bush League managing.
It was bad. I mean, he got outmanaged by Dave Roberts. Can we start with Trey Turner? Trey asked last night after the game his thoughts on Rob Thompson's future.
There's going to be discussion about Rob's future. Do you think Rob is still the right guy to lead this team?
Yeah, 100%. He's great, man. I've been blessed with a lot of good managers in my career. I've probably played for four or five now, and they've all been really good, and he's right up there with them. He's got all the qualities. He keeps it even keel all year long, and I think he, like I said yesterday a little bit, he blends the old school and the new school, and he's willing to adapt and change and do different things, and I don't think he'll ask for more every manager.
All right, well, that was pretty strong, right? He's asked about him. He says, yeah, he's a great manager, and he wants him here. I mean, that was a no-doubt-about-it answer from Trey Turner, who's obviously going to be here under contract for a long time. I thought that answer was certainly different than this one. Bryce Harper, after the game, asked about Rob Thompson and his future.
Always, when you get this close, there's pressure on the manager. Do you think Rob is the right guy to continue leading this team forward?
I love Thompson, man. He's done a great job for us. I don't know what the future holds. I have no idea. I think that's a Dombrowski question. But obviously, you know, we love Topper in here. He's been great for us. But I think that's, like I said, that's Don Brasco's question.
I mean, the guy's under contract. It's not like he's a free agent to be. Like that, you know, there's an easy answer to that, Broads. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like the answer is just point blank, yes. Rob's our manager. That was telling to me.
Big time. I was stunned. That was also number two that made it on the Broads notepad. Oh, yeah. I was in disbelief. My ears perked up when I heard the question. I'm like, all right, how's he going to answer? It's easy. I'm not putting this on Topper. Are you kidding me? I don't want him to throw other guys under the bus. I'm just speaking emotionally.
But he could have said, listen, I love Rob. Rob's our manager. I wasn't good enough.
Yep. I need to do better. I didn't hit well enough. I'm supposed to be the one to help this team, and I didn't do my job. Let's not point the finger at Rob here. You know, I need to execute better. Yeah. Put it on my shoulders. Something along those lines. That's a Dave Dombrowski question?
Twice. Ask Dombo.
That implies the door's open for it. Let's see what the president feels instead of shutting it down. That is an extremely telling answer by Bryce Harper. I think he probably was in the dugout going, this guy's getting outmanaged by Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's probably what Bryce was probably in that clubhouse thinking, this guy's lost.
Of course he was. And I think when you hear, when I heard that from Bryce, we all know the say he has in this organization, people they keep, people they don't. When I heard him say that's a question for Dombrowski, what I heard was that's a discussion I'm going to have with Dave Dombrowski. he's going to have a say in this.
And we're going to play this too. But that compared to what he says about other future decisions that are also quote-unquote questions for Dombrowski, that's not quite where he goes.
No.
He stuck his neck out for the other guys.
And
he didn't for Topper,
clearly. He absolutely did not. So my gut's telling me right now Topper's not going to be the manager of this team very soon. And I like him, but I'm okay. I'm ready to move on. Like, I'm ready for a new manager. And if they can get Bruce Bochy, I will sign off on that. All right, let's also hear from some of the guys that could not be here next year, and that includes Kyle Schwarber. I thought he was very emotional after the game. I heard this as someone who thinks there's a real chance he's not on this team next season.
Yeah, I mean, it's doesn't feel good, you know. You just make a lot of different relationships in the clubhouse, and you never know how it's going to work out, right? You just make so many personal relationships with guys, and you spend how much time with these guys, throughout the course of a year, and they become family, and you just never know how it's going to go. But these guys all know how I feel about them. I got a lot of respect for the guys in here, our organization. The coaching staff, everyone top to bottom. This is a premier organization, and a lot of people should feel very lucky that, one, that you're playing for a team that is trying to win every single year, and you have a fan base that cares, and you have ownership that cares, and you have coaches that care. You have everyone in the room that cares, and there's no other reason. We're all about winning, and it's a great thing. I think that's why it hurts just as much as any other year.
Boy, that felt like a guy who thinks there's a real chance he's not here next year.
Sure does. Sure does.
And look, I get it. He's a free agent. He doesn't know where the offer is going to take him, how far the Phillies are willing to go. But he didn't sound to me like I'm back.
You know what sucks about this whole thing? There's a difference between what's right and then the cosmetic change, right? You want it to look differently next year, but at what cost? And because there's only so many things you could possibly do due to contracts and things of that nature, we all want a cosmetic change. Is Kyle the one where it makes sense to do the change, or is it just because it happens to align with where his contract's at?
Yeah.
That's sort of and JT, same thing. Who would catch if it's not JT? And, but you need to change something. You must. I made that very clear a few minutes ago. So that's where this whole thing gets into a pickle.
Well, and they have to decide right away, what's the goal? Like, are they all in to win the World Series again next year? Because then you go all out for JT again, right? Or you go all out for Schwarber again. But are they willing to let those guys? Because if they let those guys go, how do they play at this level next season? Right? Like, if Schwarber walks away, they're not going to be as good of a team unless they replace him with someone close to him. And Alonso, Kyle Tucker could be a better player than him if he's healthy. But, like, there's only one way to replace Schwarber. You have to spend a lot of money or trade for a great player.
Or, and we'll see what happens here, But is there something to be said? And I've been listening a little bit. The Yankees lose, and they're frustrated, and their GM's been there forever, and Cashman, and they're trying to find ways because they're consistently good. They're not good enough. Yep. So they're trying to find ways, right? And I'm kind of applying that to where we are now. Let's see Milwaukee. Maybe, I know this might sound crazy, but the name Kyle Schwarber, there's a lot of brand value in that. 50 home runs, there's something mm-hmm. they're selling you. But maybe you don't need that. Maybe you just need good, right? Like the way the Brewers play, the way some of these teams play, they're scrappier. It's more playoff baseball. It's like,
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's less wow brand pop value of look at the Phillies and these big names and what they're building with their softball lineup. And maybe they just need the right group of guys where it's lesser pop and less sexier, but it's more winning baseball. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, look, it could work, but that's never been Dombrowski. He's a star guy, right? Like, that's how he built all his teams. So I could live with that if it wins, but is this general manager going to do that? All right, let's also hear from Bryce Harper. Now, you heard Bryce Harper a few minutes ago talk about Topper, right, and give a very noncommittal, yeah, it's Dave Dombrowski. Well, then he was asked about the free agents, the guys that are in the clubhouse with him and their upcoming free agents. So here's what he said about them.
Man, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, you know, JT's one of the best catchers in baseball. The guys love pitching to him. They love throwing to him. He calls a great game. He, you know, had a great year this year, had a great postseason. You know, Schwarber's obviously one of our team leaders, cornerstone of this organization. I'm not really sure, you know, what happens or what goes into this offseason or, where we kind of go from here. But I think obviously those two guys are going to be a main decision for us and a main conversation for us as a team and as a club. And, you know, I think obviously we love those two guys and want them back.
Obviously, you're looking at those two guys and you want them back. I mean, that was his endorsement to re-sign those guys.
He also said, JT, one of the best catchers in baseball. You couldn't have said that about Topper? Hey, Topper's one of the best managers in baseball. It's not on him. I didn't execute. He could have said he's one. Because before this series, I actually thought there was a world based off of the regular season stuff that Topper's up there in managers in the league, right? He fell flat on his face, but Bryce could have said that.
It was telling.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, of course he did.
He knew what he was doing.
Of course he did. Kyle, your gut right now on changes to come here. Topper the manager next week?
No. And I think that's probably just because that's the easiest lever to pull.
And the first lever they could pull. Right. Free agency's still a month away.
Yeah. And like reconfiguring this roster could look a ton of different ways. But the easiest thing that they can do right now and the one thing that they can do to sort of make everybody in that locker room feel uncomfortable is start with the manager. I mean, I don't know what's... The Schwarber one, I probably have the least idea of what the hell's going to happen with him and his free agency. I don't know what other teams are going to offer him. But the guy that we're not talking about or that we didn't bring up is Ranger.
Of course.
Like, I feel like for me, he might be priority number one right now with the way the pitching staff's about to look like.
And you complicate it with Wheeler. We don't know what he's going to be, right? And I know we're all happy after Aaron Nola pitched the way he did two nights ago. He had a 6 ERA, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. I have no idea what he's going to be next year. I hope he bounces back, but decline might be fully in now.
And he's the young one and the homegrown guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And with Painter, we don't know. Like,
right.
I got to see it now, right? He had a wasted year.
He was horrible. I got a hypothetical for you that just came up off the top of my head, uh-huh. So it could be stupid.
Okay. Is this in the notebook?
No, I just jotted it down. This is not
next
in the
Next time Brody's with us, we got
to
guess.
We don't have to post the notebook.
You know, we're going to need to like do a segment one day guessing what's in Brody's notebook. I like this.
If I had to guess, he's just doing doodles.
Yeah. No, it's not
stick
doodles.
Figures.
It is very detailed. So you have two options. Option one is you keep Rob Thompson and you change the personnel.
Okay.
Option two is you fire Rob, so there's a new voice, but there's a lot of the same personnel. But maybe you can focus on details more, better managerial decisions, but a similar crew. Is this too obvious of a keep Rob and change personnel? Is that too obvious of a hypothetical?
No, I don't think it's too obvious because these guys are free agents, right? So there's like last year, what were they really going to do besides maybe trade Boehm, right? Like all these guys were under contract, they were going to keep them. This time they have choices. I mean, this is the first time in a while they have. they have, I'll use an old Sam Hinkie where they have optionality, right? They have a chance to change this thing significantly. Payroll, players.
We really are.
The Sixers today.
I know. Yeah. Well, it feels better than talking about these teams.
So what would you choose?
I would keep Schwarber. I'd keep him,
the personnel and change the manager?
Yeah, especially if Bochy wants to come here.
Okay.
I mean, Bruce Bochy still wants to manage. He just moved on from the Rangers. The guy's one of the greatest managers of all time.
Kyle, what do you think? What would you do in that situation?
So, all right, hold on. It's fire Rob, keep everybody.
Fire Rob, keep everyone, or you keep Rob and change the personnel.
I think I would change the personnel.
I agree with you. I'm with you on this one.
And I guess by the personnel you mean no Schwarber, no JT.
Yeah. Maybe you
but
could
how
keep
are they competing
you
next can, year?
Well, I told you, sometimes right. It's just scrappier.
I guess you might consider this a cop out, but like some of the changes could mean around the margins a little bit. Like you get Brandon Marsh, Kepler out of here.
Bader,
you get real
time.
You get real outfielders, right?
Yeah. Like, well, Bader's going to be free agent. That's a big one. Yeah.
Alec Bohm, you can get a better third baseman. Like we could be looking at. I understand that the free agents are the free agents, but we could be looking at other areas of this team to improve.
Well, look, here's the one thing I think we could all agree on. They're not going to run everything back the same. They're not, right? It's going to be maybe a little column A, a little column B, but they're not, and they can't. 215-592-9490. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Yo, bro! Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, how we doing today?
Joe's also here.
Guys.
I think he said
by the time for Nick Sirianni to shave his head, man. It's time for Topper to go too, man. Although the Eagles got us that Super Bowl last year, I think we should cherish that Super Bowl because we might not win another one for a long time. And the same constant is Philadelphia sports and the heartbreak and the failures. But in the Eagles' case, it's staying on top. We can't be compared to the New England Patriots and the Chiefs of the world because we have a problem with staying on top. Like, and then those other teams, like the Patriots and the Chiefs, they stayed dominant for a long time, guys. And we can't even play offense right now. The game last night was embarrassing. We got torched by two rookies. I'm sorry, guys. As much as people want to say it don't look like 2023, it looks like 2023, guys.
It does.
All over again. To hire in-house and hire a non-experienced coordinator, you don't bring in somebody that hasn't done a job before coming off a Super Bowl, guys. We might as well have brought an Eric Bieniemy or somebody like that. It looks like 2023 because the offense can't do jack, and we keep the defense on the field all the time. It's happening over again. We have 4-star players on offense, guys, and we should be dominating the league. Yeah, we look like a high school offense. And I'm sorry, guys. AJ might have brought a cancer in the locker room. He might have the locker room divided right now, guys. AJ might have to go. I don't know. It's embarrassing. We had Dart go to Harlem shaking the end zone. We had Scatterball flipping all over the end zone. Jalen, I don't want to hear them no more cliches about, bro, play like champions, guys. This is the worst I've seen the Eagles play in a long time, guys. And the Phillies, guys, we have to split this team up. Because, guys, we can't reach our potential with these guys. It's a basic throw to first base with Ryan Kirkland, guys. I don't know. I think the obituary last night was written. Schwarber, that interview sounded like a whole obituary to me, guys, like he's gone.
Well, it did feel like he either knows Terrence or he feels like it's up in the air. Like he didn't sound to me like, I mean, yeah, if you watch that, and Terrence Kufonko, if you watch the clip of Schwarber, he's got tears in his eyes. Mm-hmm. Now, some of that might be the guys, he puts a lot into this and they wanted to win, right? It's the end of the season emotion. But I mean, the spirit of what he was saying there was about his future and the end and the people here. It sounded like I might not be here.
And you're right. I think it was because he poured a lot into it and he really believed this group could maybe do it. And I can only speak from a fan's perspective. And when the playoffs began, I opened up my heart and I waved the rally towel. And that's what I do personally. Yeah. I'll rip a team for 6 months, but then when it's playoff time, I'll say, listen, there are signs of maybe something that can happen. Maybe you can get hot. Let's have fun with it. But deep down, I knew something was off about this group. I just didn't think that they were clean and crisp enough as a baseball team to go all the way and win all those series. They're just too inconsistent. So for Kyle to feel that way, it makes sense. But I gotta be honest with you, as we sit here and talk through it and all, I never believed in it. It hurts because it sucks because the season's over and I wanted more baseball, but I don't know. I just felt this team never really had the chance to really do it anyway. I don't know what that means. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know if you can even use it as a jumping off point. But that's just how I feel. I'm not broken to the point where I can't believe this team let this year go by and they sucked and they missed this huge chance. I never thought they really had a chance this whole time in a weird way.
Sometimes
in a weird way.
With teams, you know how people say like you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, or the first maybe you judge someone too quickly. Sometimes with teams, the first judgment is right, and with players, right? Like, and I think the Phillies have shown us over the years they could be very good, but they're flawed, right? And when you're as flawed as they are, it's tough to win three consecutive playoff series. They're flawed. They make a lot of mistakes. They go ice cold. They don't play great defense. The manager makes bozo decisions sometimes.
Base running. Oh my gosh.
Right. Like so. When you really, like, when you almost take a 10,000-foot view, are you shocked this happened? I'm not.
That's probably a good way to lay it out. And that doesn't mean I'm not heartbroken or upset or disappointed. I want baseball on Saturday. Instead, I'll be here 3 to 7. Can't wait to hang out with you.
You know
what I'm saying? I like that plug?
I do.
That was in the notebook.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It wasn't. I'm kidding. It's not in the notebook.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Oh, I love that art drop. All right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.